This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Rex Yanis, plastic surgeon located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He is the founder of Center for Facial Rejuvenation and is here today to speak with us about being the eye expert for lifts and facial cosmetic surgery. Dr. Yanis, a pleasure to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours as well. So for starters, what makes you the eye expert for lifts and facial cosmetic surgery? Not trying to put you on the spot.
Well, no, that's fine. I get asked that frequently at the office. So I'm a board certified ophthalmologist, and I'm also a fellow of the American Academy of Ophthalmic Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. So that is I did a ophthalmic plastic fellowship after my ophthalmology residency, and so I've been doing ophthalmic plastic surgery for roughly 20 plus years. I've done literally thousands of reconstructive and cosmetic eyelid procedures. And I'm kind of like the botched type surgeon for eyelid surgery, because people will send me patients that nobody else can handle in my area.
And I would say that definitely would call you the eye expert without a question. Now, what is the difference, getting into some of the technicalities here, what is the difference between an eyelid lift and a brow lift?
Well, an eyelid lift is kind of a layman's term for blepharoplasty. A blepharoplasty is where we remove some of the excess skin and fatty tissue in the upper eyelid. We also do the lower eyelids. That's also called a blepharoplasty. But the lift part comes in the fact that the eyes look like they're not near as heavy. They open a little bit more, and they look more aesthetically pleasing and younger. Now, a brow lift is actually lifting the eyebrows and forehead. Most people don't think about having a brow lift when they think about having eyelid surgery, but it's very important that people understand that the position of the eyebrow determines how heavy the eyelid is. And oftentimes I have to show patients that in a mirror and show them what's actually happening with if the eyebrow's too low, it makes the eyelid too heavy. And so the two surgeries go hand in hand, but they're very different. The brow lift that I typically do is called an endoscopic brow lift, where we make small incisions behind the hairline, go down and release all the tissue across the forehead and in the temple areas, and then the tissue basically slides up, and then we put it back in place. So that's a great procedure. People have minimal recovery time after that in terms of other surgeries, because it really doesn't bruise much at all. It's a great procedure.
On another front, what are your recommendations for someone seeking surgical facial rejuvenation?
I think probably the most important thing is for a person to find a surgeon that they're comfortable with, a surgeon that they that can listen to them and understand the goals that they want to accomplish, and a surgeon that's very experienced. They need to find a surgeon that's definitely board certified in his field. Like me, I'm board certified in ophthalmic plastic surgery, so I really specialize in eyelid surgery. The other thing is having a surgeon listen to what the patient really wants, because a lot of times people want something, and then the doctor's thinking something totally different. So communication is really key for somebody deciding on who they want to have surgery with. The other thing is they need to see before and after pictures for their other surgeons of patients that he's previously had done surgery on, so they can get an idea of what the results are. It's not a guaranteed that it's going to they'll look the same, but that's a good representation of the skills that the surgeon has.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Rex Yanis, plastic surgeon located in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the founder of Center for Facial Rejuvenation here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Yanis, what do the procedures and recovery processes entail in regards to surgical facial rejuvenation?
Surgical facial rejuvenation, it varies with the procedures vary. So we can do anything from laser resurfacing, which is just on the skin to tighten the skin. That recovery process can be, usually it's a week to 10 days. Some of the simpler eyelid surgeries, people have a recovery process of about a week or so. Now doing facelifts and neck liposuction and those kind of things, typically the process is roughly 10 days or so in terms of their post-operative time. Now the thing that a lot of people need to understand is the surgery process is fairly short, and then the recovery process for most surgeries is relatively short, but the healing process takes several months. So most surgical procedures now on the face have pretty good recovery times because of the techniques that we use now. Procedures in the face include neck liposuction, facelifts, eyelid surgery, brow surgery, sometimes cheek implants, fat transfers, and one of my favorite procedures now is actually do a fat transfer with it, because there's volume loss in the face that needs to be replaced as somebody ages. And that is a great procedure because the patients don't look like they've had a facelift. They don't have the wind tunnel look. They just have a rejuvenated, much younger looking skin, and their face looks much better that way. Are there any procedures any procedures in particular you want to talk to me about?
Well, that's basically what I was looking for. Another question would be, in conclusion, what are some alternatives to surgical facial rejuvenation?
Okay. Yeah, there are quite a few alternatives to surgery these days in terms of the non-invasive procedures that are available. So the alternatives go anywhere from injectables like Botox and fillers, which the fillers we have, Juvederm, Voluma, Restylane, there's another one, Sculptra. Those are the main fillers that I use, and those can get pretty good results if somebody doesn't have a lot of skin laxity. The other kind of non-surgical procedures are what we call the minimally invasive procedures, which would be like radio frequency or infrared skin tightening. So those work much better on somebody that's younger, that doesn't have a lot of laxity in the skin. They still have some elasticity that will respond. So the minimally invasive procedures will not do what the surgical procedures will do, but there is minimal downtime also. So we can do a lot of facial sculpting with fillers and Botox to make somebody's appearance much better appearing in terms of the skin texture and younger looking skin with minimal downtime. Now the more somebody needs to be, the more procedures somebody needs, the longer their downtime is going to be. In terms of the more invasive the procedure is, the longer the downtime is. So, for instance, Botox and fillers, downtime is minimal. There may be some bruising, but the downtime is usually a day or two. The laser resurfacing procedures, downtime is roughly 5 to 10 days. And then the non-invasive procedures like radio frequency and infrared, there's no downtime for those things, which tighten the skin to a mild amount, not a very nothing like a surgical result, but it can get some small results.
Well, Dr. Yannis, we certainly appreciate your coverage on lifts and facial cosmetic surgery per your expertise. Where can listeners find your practice online, and how can they be in touch?
So our practice is the Center for Facial Rejuvenation. We have a website, which is called ChattanoogaFace.com. And we also have a Facebook page, ChattanoogaFace.com. And then I have a website that's just that is mine, which is bestimage.com, which is basically just my what I do and what surgeries I do. The ChattanoogaFace.com is our med spa that we offer other procedures, like we do tattooing or eye tattooing for the eyelids and eyebrows and that type of thing. We have estheticians that do facials, laser hair removal, IPL, and those kinds of things. So two different avenues to find us. There's a bestimage.com, which is bestimage.com, and then ChattanoogaFace.com, and those are both on Facebook also.
Once again, Dr. Yannis, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much. You have a good rest of the day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Rex Yannis, plastic surgeon located in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the founder of the Center for Facial Rejuvenation. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ChattanoogaFace.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.